Please be advised. The hosts of this podcast have been on hiatus for several months. Be prepared to be overwhelmed by inane chatter, impossible hypotheses and ridiculous conclusions. Basically more of the same old, same old. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Massar. We know got in a bella piada del una cacciatore tetrosina cura gude marinara della piazza rigatina e mozzarella fina. Azzamara, azzamara, hey, azzamara for you. You eat my ravioli and my pasta fazzola too. I'ma give you cacciatore and a pizza that's good to chew. Azzamara, you know like me, hey, azzamara for you.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. Well, we're back at it again. In today's episode, we make up for some lost time. We finally get to hear my reaction to watching Mirror Mirror while Maria regales us with her journey into the world of coffee, which then ends up being a full frontal assault. Of course, an episode wouldn't be complete without sharing our experience living through a human version of mice in a maze. Confused? So were we. So let's strap in, hold hands, and chant Kumbaya while we catch you up. Ready? Then let's get started. Okay, now we can go.
Did we do it?
Oh, you are right, Red.
We lost Noodle Man. We lost Noodle.
If only this was a visual format, she is under the table.
Just take a moment.
Laughed herself under the table.
Noodle.
This is the worst that we've seen in this situation.
Purple Noodle Town.
I don't know. I'm not sure what triggered her off.
Why are you still laughing?
I know it's.
What happened? What did I do?
Mimi.
So just for the listeners listening in, exactly. We had to go through 20 minutes of that before you hit the button record and so set Noodle off.
Just as right? I was drinking water or coffee, Noodle started.
Me, I'm not this funny. I stole this from my friend.
No. And I just couldn't.
Well, welcome back to Nowhere and No Particular Time.
Another really good one is La Boo Boo.
Oh, boy. Well, again, I'm here with my usual crew of MJ, Maria, and Noodle.
Hi.
Hello.
So it's they are not drunk on eggnog, but it is the holiday period.
Holiday version or holiday episode.
It's a holiday episode.
Holiday
episode. It's actually this is 1 year since we started this podcast.
No. Hey, happy anniversary.
The problem is we only have
like
10
episodes.
10 episodes. So this is number 10.
That's not that bad. And doing our 10th on our 1 year anniversary is pretty fun.
It should have been 12th.
Oh, you're right.
One a month at least. So New Year's resolution, at least once a month next year.
If you cut this whole thing off. No, I was just going to say, if you cut this whole like argument out,
yeah,
then we can just record like 3 this weekend and you can pretend that it's 12 total and it's like, yay, it's one year and we've done 12 episodes.
Really?
What?
Well, why not? We can lie to the listeners.
So don't think I haven't tried that with the other previous episodes because I've had the slice and dice those episodes. And what was left over was like, blah, 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 blah. No, you're wrong. Blah, 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 blah. And like there was no usable content.
What was left over? Isn't that just the whole thing?
We've been a little bit busy. So forgive us. This year is going to be 10 episodes only, but we will aim for whatever. What's
14,
your name today?
Because we have to do
this. What's my name?
2 years, folks.
This week it's Jehoshaphat. At least once a month consistently would be nice, preferably every 2 weeks. Because I have to say to you guys, like I've started, some of you know, I've started my own podcast. I'm already up to 5 episodes, you know.
That's what happens when you're...
When I'm organized, thoughtful on the script that I put together.
You know, that's one way of
have
saying
a format.
Sure.
That's
one way of saying. Yeah, that's what that is, right,
that's,
Noodle?
That's what that is.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, so old
I have
business.
A submission. Oh. Oop, never mind.
No, go ahead. What's your submission?
I have a submission for the Oops Was That Me segment, but I guess we'll do old business first.
We'll do old business first. But we only have one item for old business.
What is it?
And it was recently completed.
Mirror, mirror.
Was,
yeah, mirror, mirror.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so do tell us. What's your thinking on that?
So... You guys familiar with the movie Scream?
It's amazing.
Yes.
Right?
Hilarious.
Never seen it.
Never seen it either.
So there's a movie called Scream. And then
wait, I'm thinking of something different.
No, with the Naomi Campbell.
Is it Scream the horror
the slasher film?
Yeah. The parody Scary Movie, right?
That's exactly. Mirror was for me was a parody. It wasn't.
No.
Come on.
I just recently watched Scary Movie and it was so bad. Yeah. My friends and I was like, oh, we should watch this. Like, I've heard it's really good. My friends were like, okay, but they've never seen a scary movie. They've never seen Scream. So we were all sitting there watching it. We were actually disgusted at one point. We were like, this is like. Should I be sitting here watching this with my friends? Like, this is like, it's one of those where, you know, like people start kissing in a movie and you're watching it with your parents. You're like, oh no, I have to look over there. Like you have to, it was one of those. It was really weird.
Well, I don't know which one you watch, but I watched Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 1.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Right.
Scary Movie 2. Haven't seen.
All right. So, but again, for me, if you're asking me for my opinion, it wasn't a Snow White story.
Wasn't.
Right.
It was a Mirror Mirror story.
It's literally the Snow White story. I don't know what you two are talking about.
Come on.
The chick's name is Snow White. Okay.
Okay.
There's seven dwarves.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole thing of it is like, and now the princess saves the prince. Like, that's the reason you're thinking it's not Snow White because she doesn't fall asleep, right? But there's an apple at the end. Like, there's an evil queen. She rewrites her own story. It's hokey, but that's the gimmick.
Change the names and you have another version of the Princess Bride if you really want to talk about it. Right?
Whoa.
You're kidding me, right?
Whoa!
Come on,
That is a gross reduction of the plot.
What was the rant you went on last time? It goes, the period of where we have the dystopian fairy tale is now over, and that's exactly what this was.
It's not a dystopian fairy tale. It's just a retelling of Snow White
perspective.
Sure.
It's not dystopian.
Look, I'll give it to this as a Snow White story. It wasn't a Snow White story for me. It was not a Snow White story.
Parody. No. Play back the tapes and let's hear the time when you were complaining about the fact that everything is rewritten and it's the exact same story every time. Well, this is now you're saying it's a different story. You have a problem with that too?
Will you shut up?
No, I don't. I'm just not saying it's not. It's like, for example, when I said I watched the Snow White and the Huntsman, that was the same story from a different spin.
So this is a different story.
But this one's totally campy and comedic.
That's
right?
The point. It's not meant to be like a.
It is. It's a parody.
Okay. And I don't think parody is the right word.
The parody is exactly
the same. But it's campy. No, it's not.
So what did you like? Did you like it?
You know what? I was happy it wasn't another retelling of the basic Snow White story.
Okay.
Parts of it were funny.
Yeah.
I appreciate the humor. I didn't like Julia Roberts in this at all.
I didn't like her in it either.
I think she was terrible.
I didn't like her accent, and I thought the acting was really weird and not funny and stilted and like a little odd.
Well, she was supposed to be sarcastic, and she achieved that.
I didn't like her. Her accent to me felt like, okay, just drop it. You're Julia Roberts. Why are you pretending to have a British accent and doing it badly?
Yeah.
But then also, like, it wasn't helped because none of the acting was fantastic. Like, to me, the only fun characters were the dwarves.
Okay.
I think Lily...
They were good.
Yeah. Lily Collins is Snow White. Boring. There's no chemistry with the prince. The prince is annoying.
I like Brighton.
He's funny.
He's one of my favorite actors.
He's funny in everything.
One of my favorite actors,
he was always
right?
funny. Yeah, but he's like from Lacage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was from Lacage.
The guy who gets turned into a cockroach.
Okay.
He was funny. The dwarves were funny.
He's not funny in everything.
Not a good movie for the female characters. They were not compelling or interesting.
Mm.
You know what I liked?
And I predicted the ending again.
That was a predictable ending. Predictable ending.
It was very predictable ending.
Anyway.
You suck.
Yeah. So did we clean up the old business?
I think we're done. And literally, we have no other old business. We have nothing outstanding.
I
went through the tapes.
I have to be honest with you. I watched it and I was like, why were we trying to get into it so bad?
Because it's sarcastic.
It's like a fun movie.
It's not like the movie. Yeah, but it was fun. There was a lot of things going on. And I personally love the costumes.
Oh, the costumes are incredible.
Hey, Noodle.
You know what we should do? Noodle, you know what we should do for the next episode? Our next old business, so that means we have to start the business now.
Right.
It should be the new Knives Out movie.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that.
We have Netflix again.
So we're gonna watch it tonight.
For now.
Oh, look, speak of the devil.
There you go.
Emily in Paris, the ad just came up on the TV behind us, and so we had to point it out.
So I got to tell you, we'll talk about Knives Out.
We should watch tonight.
MJ and I watched the latest one already.
How could you?
You know, it just showed up. We said, hey, what do we watch? And then we went,
Blanc.
But The last one, The Glass Onion, I really had a hard time with that one.
Can we please watch it? It was amazing.
I really loved it. I can't lie to you. I really loved it.
I had a hard time with that one.
We don't rewatch the first one. Right. I'm good.
What's wrong with the first one?
Nothing wrong with the first one. It's just for all three of us. It was like slow.
Oh.
And we like watching the movie because of how slow it was.
I have to be honest. I only had that problem the second time I watched it. The first time I watched it, I loved it. The second time I watched it, I was like, okay, now I know what the story is. It's moving a little slowly for me. But the thing is, I got to tell you, like, I don't often have very critical thoughts about movies.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
And when people were like, oh, I didn't like The Glass Onion, I'm like, I loved it.
I think I should.
I'm very easily impressed by movies.
It was a bad movie. I just had a hard time with it.
Right? I loved it. I loved everything about it.
But then you caught on.
I caught on at the end.
Was it too complicated for you, or what?
No, yeah, you could say that. The plot seemed scattered. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it comes
together. I'm saying that I know. I'm aware of how those movies work.
Oh yeah, you were there.
I got that from the first one, and I definitely got that on the third one.
Okay, but stop spoiling it. Sorry.
What means spoiling it? It's the same formula every movie.
It is.
Okay, well,
it's the same formula. It's James Bond.
Look, I'm not giving
you
the details.
Again.
I'm not telling you how it's scattered.
Exactly.
But how this is, something happens, whole bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense gets scattered, and then it comes back together at the end.
Yeah.
That's why I like the John Grisham books.
Agatha Christie.
Grisham books and Agatha Christie novels is because it's John Grisham, and also
Master.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio. Help me out here. Help me out here.
Who are you talking about?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Rainmaker. You got it. No, not that.
Who?
Rainmaker.
Mm. Nope, that's not it. It's a book. It's the guy who writes the books.
To old
the Mona
business.
Lisa. The Da Vinci Code. The Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
Who is that author?
Dan Brown.
James
Brown.
James Bond.
I feel good. James Brown, The Da Vinci Code.
No, but that's why I like Dan
is that
Brown.
Jesus? Where?
Scary. Dan Brown. What is his name? John Grisham. It's because it's like a few different storylines at the beginning, and you're like, oh, this is the fourth new character. And then they kind of all slowly start to interact, and then different things get brought back, different timelines. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of it, you feel like you've like solved a puzzle by watching or reading it.
Sure.
I like that. I like when it's a little scattered.
What do you think, Noodle?
About the Da Vinci Code?
Knives Out.
No, about Knives Out, that whole series. I know. We all like James Brown. It's okay. He writes great books. Don't worry about it.
I forgot everything. I forgot the first movie, second movie.
Knives
I
Out,
there's
really?
The box. I remember in the second movie there was the box where they had to like solve the puzzle with the box.
I'd love
to get into the mansion or something like that.
Yeah.
That's number two. You know what was funny? Because there was two different... that whole montage was great of them trying to figure it out. And then there was two moments that kind of subvert expectations.
Sure.
Which is like such a fun trick when they do that in movies. But I like that they did it twice, right? Mm-hmm. Like once when the mom, she just knows how to solve it.
The Fibonacci sequence.
Yeah. She like looks at it once and then she knows how to solve it. And she's telling telling the dumb alpha male podcaster. She should have been in that.
I love that.
So I liked that. Yeah. But then like a scene or two later, then there's Andy sitting in the basement and she just takes a hammer to it.
Sure.
So it's like they had two ways of like, subverting your expectations about the box because it's like this whole montage
but
and then
was
they like
it Andy or was it her sister?
I think it was her sister, but they pop the bubble like they burst the bubble when both of those things happen and like the whole movie was like that for me.
I have a quick question for you guys. Would you be Andy or the mom in this situation?
Oh, with solving the box? I think I would start out as the mom and like try and figure it out. But like if things didn't go my way for more than 2 minutes, I think I would break up.
Honestly,
the
same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to pretend that I could be the mom. I'd go straight for the hammer.
I would probably not go straight for the hammer, but I would end up at the hammer. If I couldn't figure it out.
What about you?
I'm not even gonna say the moment I look at it, it goes, "We're the stupid opening," and then we go sledgehammer time.
Hammer time.
What about you? What about you, mom?
Exactly, right?
God, I was together for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. I was. What?
Nothing.
What? Oh,
I have no clue what just happened.
Yeah, I was just making fun of you.
Oh, okay, making fun
what
of me.
What else is new? Anyway.
What else is new? I would. Spend
any New
a
Year's
lot
resolutions for anybody? Okay, go on.
I would spend a lot of time opening it up and enjoy it very thoroughly.
Yeah, I feel like you would do that.
I can see that.
And then grab a sledgehammer.
Yeah. You would not?
Oh, I would.
You would.
I think we would end up at the sledgehammer.
At one point, I would. For sure. Okay. For sure.
All right. What the main character, the detective, the actor's name?
Benoit Blanc.
Yeah, that's his name.
David Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Nailed it.
Did not like his haircut in the third one.
It's really not that bad. It just needs a little shaping. To the salon!
So you know what? So I actually watched a clip where he's talking about it, yeah. And he's like, oh, I had grown up my hair for whatever reason, and then I showed up to the, you know, first meeting, and I'm like, oh, I grew up my hair, and the director's like, yeah, keep it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So it's like, that's like his choice, that's his hair.
All right, well.
I think it makes him look a little disheveled in the way that the character isn't supposed to be. Not that I've seen the movie yet, because we started the movie, but I didn't get to the point where the detective shows up yet.
So that being said, so we'll finish watching that. And I guess one of the earlier ones for the New Year's, we'll do a synopsis of the third movie.
That's our old business next time.
That's old business next time. Okay. Why do you have a wide roll of scotch tape on your telephone?
I have an idea for a project. None of you can know about it until I'm done.
Of course she does.
I have some free time, and like instantly I'm like, I have to do everything.
Momo has just rolled his eyes into the attempting to recognize what is actually happening.
I know exactly what's happening.
He hasn't been around for a while. That's what's happening.
I know exactly what's happening. That's what's been happening for the last year.
New business. Right. New business. Something.
Oh, you want to go new topic? Okay, let's go a new topic.
The one who said new topic. And then I suggested a new topic. Sure. You're like, no, not that one. And I'm like, okay, fine. How about a different one?
How can
one?
I make your experience today most pleasant? Why don't you take it from here?
Hi, I'm Allison from Maria's Cheer Squad. I think she is going to be just great at taking this over from silly old Momo. Write into comments at themomoshow.com to let her know how great she is. Let's give her three cheers. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
So I have some new topics.
Okay, go ahead.
So I am going ahead.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, he just doesn't shut up. Where's the off switch?
Help. Pot, lost, kettle, black.
Oh. Put that one in the noodle quotes. Huh?
All right, go ahead. We're all waiting for bated breath.
I have a few new plans. So I've gone through my syllabi for the coming semester, and I've created myself a list of all my readings. So I'm going to get them all done in the winter break so I don't have to worry about it during the school year. Come back to me in January and see how that went. TBD. I also am going to become a fancy coffee person. So I've decided I've been boring my whole life with coffee, just black, drip, whatever. So I've decided I'm going to be really fancy and interesting. So the clinking that you hear right now is the sound of Noodle drinking a new fancy coffee I made. So I did an espresso shot. I did, what's it called? I made ice cubes out of coffee. And then I put in like milk and sugar. And it's like sounds really basic, but I promise it's really good. And I'm going to like make new syrups. And I'm going to like, you're going to speed me up, aren't you?
He's breathing. This is Darth Vader listening to you, because that's all I hear in my ears. Right?
Same. This is the face of a man who's going to speed me up the entire time. Anyway.
You're going on fast forward.
The point is, I've done my exams and I have free time and I want to use it.
I think I'm turning into a fancy coffee person. Great. Now you can catch up with the rest of us. I've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Boom. Roasted.
Middle-aged man hates on teenage girl behaviors? Someone call the onion stat.
I'm giving you the Gen X response of, wow, you're just coming in and seeing how wonderful this is. But meanwhile, 20 years ago, where were you?
What happened to him?
Have you ever heard of Joy before?
Joy.
Joy Wimsy.
Joy.
Emotional, damn it.
I know this is when I'm done editing.
Momo, that's Joy right there. You know what? You're having this response because you've never experienced the whimsy of trying a new thing. And I know
you're talking to.
Listen.
Is she talking to me? Are you sure?
Listen, Momo. Listen. I know this is old news for you because you're a million years old and you've been around forever. Some of us are just now discovering new things.
Yeah.
And I'm trying things out, and you should let me have that.
By all means.
You hate her.
But you know what? I wish you to try whatever Darth you want in the
Vader,
world.
More like Darth Hater.
But just don't give us the impression you got there first.
I'm not. When did I say I discovered fancy
That's
coffee?
That's exactly what you said.
I said I'm getting into it.
And you're discovering
play the
new
tape.
Coffees.
Play the tape. Play the tape. Roll it back.
Don't worry.
Roll it back. Play
it
right now.
It now but,
I said I on my life. If okay. I said the wrong thing, right. Then what I meant was I'm getting into it. I didn't say I discovered it. I didn't say I invented it. I said I'm trying it out.
How's the coffee, Noodle?
Good.
All right.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
There it is.
I hate it here.
There it is. You know what? I need you guys to do some homework.
More? They just finished the classes. Look, what are you talking about?
This is easy to listen.
What kind of homework?
I need you to listen to a podcast called Distractable. And I want you to take a look at it. You just have to listen to one episode, okay? And see if it reminds you of anybody. Just saying. Just saying. And shout out to the boys at Distractable. Thanks for writing me the email. It was fantastic.
Wait, what? I was busy being annoying. I didn't catch
what
happened?
I said shout out to the boys at Distractable. Thanks.
I heard, but like expand. What does
like,
that mean?
What happened?
There's a podcast called Distractable.
Okay, we clocked that. Now explain what happened.
I got an email.
Get this guy off my freaking screen right now.
Email? Well, email was invented in 1972. It uses the process of SMTP servers to send texts over a binary code across the internet and into the other mailbox.
He wants me to go into an explanation of vascular system that has been destroyed and rebuilt.
Sorry, did I just ask that?
What did the email say?
What happened?
In the most...
How did
you
reach out to him? To them.
I didn't reach out to them.
He said that they reached out to him.
Why did they reach out to you?
Oh my God, we're getting there.
Because they happened to come across our podcast.
Dude, we're getting there. That's what
we
were asking.
The whole story.
He's like, basically, this is what an email is.
It's like, oh my God, we were just asking what happened.
Listen to me.
That's why. So I'm putting out a thing.
You're starting in like in the Neanderthal times. Just start from the email. What was the email?
Just giving a shout out to the guys at Distractable.
But like, tell us what the email is.
What did the email say?
It was a hi.
Dude, they sent you an email that said hi? Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
It was just a simple, you know, one-line comment.
Hi?
No. It's just like,
so what'd they say?
Yeah, you guys are funny. That was it.
Oh, but that's a great line.
Do you see how long it took you to say that? Why didn't you just start with that?
You know, talking over me doesn't help.
Why didn't
help.
You just start with that? I said, wait, go back to the email.
I'm trying to say something now.
You need to jump in a little bit.
Do you see how the fact of everyone just jumping over what I'm saying?
My mouth is closed.
Just distract them a little bit? Or my mom will be
quiet. What's been said? So I'm just asking you, listen to Distractable. So you think, and actually they rank very high on the Spotify scale. So compared to us.
We absolutely will. Everybody. First of all, everybody ranks high on the scale compared to us. But second of all, we will listen to that podcast and we're going to have a good time. Next time when somebody asks you, hey, what was that email about?
Yeah.
Don't launch into an explanation of the discovery of the email. Okay. Right. Start with, the email was a one-line thing. It just said, we're funny.
Hey,
hi.
Can we segue this now into the user feedback?
Listener this is what
feedback?
Happens when you give men podcast mics.
You mean they create brilliant shows that rank 368th across thousands of other podcasts?
368?
Yes,
thank you.
That's us?
Yes, it's us.
We're 368?
Woo!
Hey!
In our category. Let's be clear, in our category.
Wait,
it's
how
still
much,
pretty good. It's still
wait,
pretty,
how many are there in
the
category?
Dong, by the way.
There's a couple thousand, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to temper our enthusiasm. Bong.
It's hourly dong. What can I say?
It's our
who's
bong
using a bong?
Yeah, who's using a dong?
Are we going hourly? It's hourly dong.
Hourly dong. Dong.
Yeah, grandfather clock has chimed in.
But chimed in.
And again, Noodle's gone.
Oh my God.
I'm always gone in this podcast.
It reminds me of that time we were playing Nintendo. Remember we were playing Nintendo?
Oh, yeah.
Every so often, mom's gone.
Whoop, mom's dead.
Mom's dead. And today Noodle's gone.
Right. For context, MJ sucks at Mario.
Yeah,
well, I have beaten all of you so many times in Mario Kart. I have beaten you so many times
in Mario
just
Kart.
Don't want to accept
in Mario
it.
Kart.
Listen to
and
me.
And the other thing that we played, what was
100%.
That? Help me out with that. What was that? Super Mario something?
Yeah, Super Mario.
Super Mario?
Yeah.
Beat you all.
Nope.
Beach.
You were in a bubble 95% of the time.
Super Mario
floating around like, don't let me out. I'm okay.
And literally, you saw
I don't have any lives left.
Boink, 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 off the cliff.
Yes.
Mom's dead.
Boink, 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 boink,
boink, boink, boink, boink. Right. One after another.
Like
three
slowly
times.
Getting further.
Three
times. The screams getting slowly anyway, further away as she falls off.
They're not telling the truth. That has never occurred. I have won every single time.
Say on God right now. Say on God right now.
Just going back to 368.
Okay.
Going back to 368. Hey. Don't let it get to your heads, because if you listen to like number 1,000, it's some kid talking about his toy. Okay, so
and listen, and that should be celebrated too.
Hey, you know give
and I've always said that. Do you think there's like a single minute in this recording that is just one voice talking?
No, never. But that's okay. Listen to Distractible, and you'll see that that's okay. Apparently, that's okay. We don't have to worry about that. Did you? You had some other topics. You said.
I had an oops that I think that the two of you should discuss, and I want MJ to tell the story.
Oops.
There was a milestone that happened recently.
It's now time for everyone's favorite segment. Oops, was that me?
Milestone?
There was a milestone that was met.
Milestone.
There was a milestone. See, this is part of the oops, guys. You're just proving my point. Okay, picture it.
Oh.
December.
Yeah.
I'm going to make up a date. December 9th.
Yeah.
December 9th, 2 years ago. Two people meet, fall in love, decide to pursue a relationship. It's been years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
You just said 2 years
ago. Years and years
and
years. I'm getting there. It's been years and years. And I really.
What's she talking about?
I know what she's talking about. Can I finish a sentence?
Let her finish.
I cannot overstate how long it's been that these two have been alive, that they have, like, not had love in their lives. It's been so, so long because they're just ancient dinosaurs. And they meet each other, and, like, all of a sudden, the spark is back alive. And 2 years pass in this magical, beautiful relationship.
She's talking about herself.
Oh.
Somebody take her off the air. Somebody unplug her mic. Anyway. And they meet and fall in love. And 2 years pass. Only you wouldn't know it because they forgot.
Now you get it, right?
December 9th, 2025 rolls around.
It's not December
9th. I think it's November something.
It's November 11th.
Oh,
I
knew that's it. So much worse.
Literally, Remembrance
anyway,
Day.
Anyway. Literally Remembrance Day.
And we forgot.
December something, okay? December something, I hear this story. MJ's like, and I have to tell you something that's really hilarious, is that... Neither of us knew it was our anniversary, okay? Neither of us remember. And I'm like, is that funny or is that just a really sad comment on the current state of affairs? Okay, like, because
it's
real,
sadder than that.
It's real bad, guys.
It's real bad.
It wasn't until, like, I don't know, like days later that they actually realized.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, I'm gonna go out for dinner with him on Saturday. Literally, that's what she was like on the phone, okay?
What's even worse?
It gets worse.
God love your grandfather.
Yeah.
Because after we realized we missed our anniversary, she goes to your daddy, goes, do you realize what it was 2 days ago? She goes, yeah, you and Momo's anniversary. Your grandfather remembered.
Your aging grandfather
remembered our anniversary.
Wow, you two get Fs.
I have to tell you, I felt special.
F over here, F over here.
I felt special.
You two fail the relationship.
It's exactly.
It's important that Momo felt special.
Yeah, I felt special for the fact that your father actually cares enough to run our anniversary.
My boyfriend planned our anniversary dinner a month in advance.
Aww, where'd you go?
To a restaurant called Simona. That's what the locket was. It was really cute.
That's sweet. Why did it take him a month to plan?
I didn't think she could make it back.
Oh,
I really did not think she could twist it.
Yeah, just,
I have to learn this skill. That was actually impressive.
Was his phone broken?
That was actually really impressive.
Was he just scared to make a reservation?
I got to tell you, that was like, that was lightning quick.
Are you in, genius? Are you incapable? Insolent? Indecent? indescribable, unbearable.
A few moments later.
Ooh, do you know what we should talk about?
Pizza.
We went to a truly fantastic burger place that Ooh. Momo found in the middle of deep nowhere.
That Momo found?
That you found. You found a truly fantastic burger place that we went to.
What? We went to Grillgate. Again, big shout out to Grillgate.
Holy delicious.
It was so good. I had
portion
the Philly cheesesteak.
Everything.
The bun that they served.
I had
was
some
fantastic.
Spicy burger or whatever.
Yeah, spicy so mushroom, right? Spicy good. Mushroom.
No. Noodle had mushroom. I just had some spicy
thing.
Oh,
okay.
They were two different.
And
I believe I just had a basic burger, which was
like incredible. Classic cheeseburger.
Just really good.
Nice, nice, good fries, nice and crispy, mm-hmm. not overly oily.
Caesar salad side, delicious.
Yeah, no, all good. So Grillgate, big plus. But we're forgetting that was on the back of, this was Momo's day out with the ladies, and we did an escape room.
Yes.
Oh, that was the same day.
It was the same day, right?
It was Momo's treat to us. Guys, we crushed that escape room.
We did.
Although I have to say,
The storyline was funky. I didn't understand it.
So weird.
Yeah.
Confusing.
I have to say, though, doing an escape room with your family is how you find out people's true character. At one point, I'm like flitting around. I'm like trying to find something to do. Like, I've solved this thing. Now we're looking for the next thing. I go bother MJ. I go bother Momo. I go bother Noodle. My mother turns to me. She's like, can you do that somewhere else, please? Just the most annoyance and disgust. On her. I'm like trying to be helpful. She's like, can you please just do that elsewhere? Like,
So listen, I will be totally honest. I have never finished an escape room with the rest of my family.
Yeah, because you've never done one with us.
Right. And that's my point. Is this the first successful one? But even this one was interesting because I can't remember if it was MJ or if it was Noodle who asked me, are you going to do anything?
I think that was me.
No. No, it wasn't you because my comment was, I'm waiting for Maria to trip so can I actually get in front of something.
Yeah, I was everywhere at once. That's how I found out that's how I confirmed that I'm a control freak.
Control freak.
A little bit, just a little bit.
And it's how does that make you feel?
The best
But
part,
we finished it, didn't we? We had a miserable time, but we finished it.
We did not have a miserable time. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it was fun, but it was also really weird and confusing. You should tell the story.
Yeah.
You should tell the story.
Do I know the story? I don't.
Tell us what you understood of the story.
I'm sorry. Just let me 2 seconds here. It's just like if I could, you have to picture this. You have to picture this moment. You have MJ staring at Maria. Maria is playing Morse code with this light in a box. And then you have Noodle strolling the room going, hey, look, this is open. Does this count?
And I'm just
standing there going, does this calendar mean anything to you?
it ended up meaning something.
It did. But I said, if we had to tape that session and watch ourselves win,
you know, it would be
we
funny.
We would bury that tape.
You know what we should do? It would have been really funny to record it and play it in like a time lapse.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it would have probably been just like a picture. Imagine just Momo staring at the wall, okay? Me, I'm like darting left, right. My mom's like calmly walking between areas. She's like, this is going to be this and I'm going to figure it out. Just give me a minute. And she did figure it out, to be fair. Noodle's like staring at the ceiling and then looking at the door and then opens
playing
it
with
and
the finds buttons. She finds the card.
We all had a different method, but we all made it work.
Right? Yeah. Especially that last one that was the bit of the stumper where we had to match symbols with a number chart and then the
And it was connected
case.
To the... You actually God. Clocked the,
you
that. That was a pattern.
So that was good.
You did clock that. That was good.
But I had to say, there was a moment when I was stepping back because everyone was chasing because time was ticking and we weren't getting anywhere. But I had to sit there. MJ had her glasses in her mouth, staring at the wall.
Very artistic.
Just looking at the painting, looking for something suggestive that may give us a tip. And Maria's there, bent over on the little table, pressing this light box, going, no, you know, so literally doing Morse code. But I love Noodle, just going from drawer to drawer to drawer. Anything in here? Does this count? Is this any help?
Oral thought process.
What about this picture? Like,
verbalizing.
You know, at some point, we were going to win no matter what because we were doing process of elimination. Yeah. Right? And then we made it, but then we had those silly.
How does that compare to how your family solves escape rooms?
So the problem is the issue is my family likes those murder assault ones, right?
I want to do that. You know what we should do?
Going back to the question that you asked me is, you know, doing the murder one. Like, seriously, my brother injured his knee because the way the murder one worked for him is that they had to solve certain things by a certain time. If they did, an alarm went off, and a guy with a chainsaw would come chasing after you.
No, thank you.
Right? I'm so into that.
Yeah, but they would not touch you. Like,
no, they wouldn't touch you.
Obviously not.
But still, and it's the scary sounds, scary music, and it's dark.
I think we should do that.
But anyway, I think we enjoyed our escape room.
Yes, we did.
That was the weirdest storyline ever.
Weirdest storyline, but...
It was weird because the story was translated into a foreign language from English. And then they took that foreign language and translated it back to English.
For me, if you guys can survive an escape room, and I've said this when I do it at work, when I've done it with my family, when I did it with you guys, if you at the end are not going to try to kill each other at the end of it, it was a successful
day.
There was
a moment. Monopoly.
There was a few moments when MJ did want to kill me.
Or that's when you were in seven places at once and taking things out of our hands.
You know, I think when that changed is when I. But then what it changed was because everyone was frustrated for that last locked in session with the lights.
Yeah.
Right. And then when we unlocked that, then we were just flowing through the rest of it. Right?
And I think it was also especially fun. Like, I don't think it would have been as fun if we hadn't won. Like, leaving that successful was fun.
It was okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'm just fine. Yeah. Maybe I just have the wrong.
It was a lot of fun.
I think the fact that we had motorized moving parts.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. At one point, we like stepped into a little room on a platform, and then the platform took us to a different place.
Oh, you're talking about something else. I was talking about
something else. Oh, yeah. The little room.
The little room with the moving plates kind of scared me. Yeah. But other than that,
yeah.
It was like a sideways elevator.
Yeah, it was weird.
So it's a trend that's continuing. I think it's still popular, right? I know it's been popular for years, but we were talking about escape room, and then we, you know.
I am still waiting for you to take me to the bed and breakfast where you're a part
the
of
overnight murder.
Yeah, you know what?
That's
I did
scary.
Look into that. That was going to be a surprise. Gone. No, but it's gone.
It's gone.
They don't do it anymore.
At all? I feel like it's a pretty popular.
Do they have like a murder mystery dinner theater?
Yeah, they have a couple of those, but
you should take her to. I'll send it to you.
So what I was thinking about, there's an event where you actually participate in the crowd for
Frick,
a jury.
That's it. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, so I would like to now diagnose the situation.
Okay.
We have started guessing each other's minds.
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? We're all just
I think
too
that's a little bit too problematic.
But it's also a good thing because we're all very distinct people who know what we like. And so it's very easy to
But
like,
I still don't know what to get him for Christmas.
That I will never know.
What do you think I should get him for
gifts
Christmas?
Gifts for men.
Nerd.
But everything that you look up for men
he's a nerd,
is
so
like
get him like something from Star Wars or Harry Potter.
Bourbon holder, flask, knife, sword.
And he doesn't drink.
It's not that interesting.
So Noodle's on the right track. You know what
nerd stuff. Am I the asshole?
We're coming up on time. Actually, we're over time.
Do we have any other standing business that we are talking? Is there any Franks of the week?
Well, I don't have any Franks.
No.
I do have to say that the new Frank of the month is my new boss. So shout out to my new boss.
Nice. Yay, new boss.
Anyone else? Any other final words?
And we have a lot of old business for next time.
We will.
We'll have some old business for next
christening.
Time.
Christening.
Here's it. New Year's resolutions. Ooh. Because the time this posts, it'll be past New Year's.
Well, happy New Year's. Happy Christmas.
Right. Happy Hanukkah. Happy
all the
New Year's.
Diwali. Yeah. That's
but,
not
anyone want to talk about any New Year's resolutions?
Oops. Well, isn't it... consistently post episodes for this podcast.
Well, that's the podcast.
Yeah.
But anything personal?
Mine is to find something really cool for the summer. Either a job abroad or some semester abroad or some job that will be good for 3 months and then I can do a semester abroad and to figure out what I want to do over the summer. Sure. Something cool.
How about you?
Noodle.
Job.
Find a job. That's okay. Very doable.
And do my classes. Finish all my classes.
I think you need to go abroad and get a job too.
Yeah. What about yours?
Me, to get out more.
Okay. Well, now that you have two working legs, that's doable.
Well, that's the whole thing is after that experience back in early, late September.
We should plan a road trip.
We did tons of road trips this year.
Okay. I'm guessing two of us are hermits then. We like to stay in our houses.
Yeah, you know what? We did a good job the year before. Last year, I don't think we did a great job of trying to get out and do things. You know, Ottawa, big fan. We did that 2 years ago.
Big
fan. Okay. We did that 2 years ago. And then what did we do last year? Almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So, what about you?
That was a bit of a rough one. What is my New Year's resolution? I would like to get to Italia.
That's a good New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I end up there too. That'd be sick. Well, New Year's resolution, podcast goes international. Triple N.
Yes, yes. We're gonna have Christmas again with the Italians. So
exciting. That's gonna be Christmas podcast.
Oh, that's gonna be a good one. We need to take notes.
Yeah, we're gonna have a Christmas with the Italians.
Me and my legal pad just at the
dinner
table.
You know, again, whether like my mission is to return to Italy this summer with MJ, obviously.
I deserve that. Just to say, you know, I deserve that trip.
Well, actually, you may go to class in.
That's
Italy.
The thing. I have an option. I might do a semester
so
in
I'm
Italy.
I'm saying I'm chopped liver, not you.
Oh, no, you'll end up in Italy. Don't worry about it.
I want to be clear. Whether you decide to go there on your own or do something else, for either of you, if you do not go, you're welcome to come.
Oh my God. If either of you don't go, you're welcome to come. What?
But if you do choose to go, you're not welcome.
So if they have other obligations.
We don't want you if you want to.
If they have other obligations.
I understood what you said, but nobody else did.
Okay, so if they have other obligations, not a problem. But if they're looking for something to do, they're more than welcome to join us on our trip to Italy.
Now speak for yourself.
Are
we not welcome to join you on your trip to Italy?
They're adults. They can go do whatever they want to do, right? They have 40 cousins they can hang out with.
I will hang out with the beach.
The beach.
And
exactly.
With an Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
And maybe an espresso martini over here and there. Or maybe just a regular espresso.
Then you don't even need to leave.
One of the two.
You don't even need to leave my hometown.
I'm so excited.
But we want to see Rome.
Yeah. I want to see. I'll see Rome.
As demonstrated by Roman.
I'll see Rome. Yeah. I'll do Rome. That would be fun.
All right. You? So having said that, so however it works out, we'll try to, you know, welcome.
You know, it would be really sick.
What's that?
Is if I do the semester in August in Italy, and you guys go in like July or something.
That's pretty much what we're thinking of doing.
And then I come with you and then I just stay for my semester. Right. And I spend 2 months in freaking Italy.
And you can come and then you can come back.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Italy's great. Italy's great.
This is awesome. I think we need to close this podcast. We're done for the day.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Are we done?
Yep.
One, two, three. Cue the outro. Congratulations, you managed to complete listening to the podcast. Bet it started to feel like an escape room you could never leave from, didn't it? Well, this brings us to the end of episode 10. Only two more episodes before the season 1 finale of episode 13. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email at comments@themomoshow.com or visit the momoshow.com website and click the contact tab. See you next time on Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. And in the immortal words of Momo's brother, it's amazing how quickly teamwork turns into, I'm just going to stand in the corner and panic.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.